We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Phillips 66, live to the full. Gatorade, for the next athletic endeavor, fuel your body with Gatorade or sugar-free Gatorade Zero. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, hello, and welcome to another week of Big 12 football. Only five games on the schedule this week. We'll look at the games. We also have some hot takes coming from Mike Gundy and Tom Herman on the OSU Cowboys meeting up with the Texas Longhorns. That's the ABC game. And a guest tonight, the voices of Kansas State, TCU, and Kansas. Wyatt Thompson, Brian Estridge, and Brian Haney, big road wins for the Wildcats, Horned Frogs, and Jayhawks. The first nine teams in the AP did not move. Oklahoma stays firm at number five following their 48-14 win over UCLA. Jalen Hurts accounted for 439 of the 611 yards gained by the Sooners. Hurts was doing it with his legs.
There's the snap. Hurts will run it himself over the right side, makes a cut, first down, and he's going to score right through the middle of the UCA defense.
And he did it with his arm.
3:41 to go first quarter. Back to pass. Hurts looks right, flushed right, throws late, looking for the end zone. Wide open, C.D. Lamb, and he'll walk in. Touchdown.
That's Toby Rowland's call on the Sooner Sports Network. Let me see here. 439 of the 611 yards. I'm trying to do the math. I don't have my. What we need to do is I've got to pull this out. The first time it's making its debut here on Big 12 This Week. You input the numbers. We throw this into the Bozo Pewter. I want to see how much offense did Jalen Hurts actually come up with. 439 of 611 yards. 71.844 of the Sooners' offense coming from Jalen Hurts. Unbelievable. He's got 9 touchdowns and 12 incompletions. So the Sooners won their 21st straight true road game. That's tied with Alabama from 1970 to 1975, the second longest away streak after World War II. And it'll be a while before they break that record. We'll have to wait until October 5th, the bye week. Big 12 play opens up at home against Texas Tech, and then they'll be at Kansas. What about the Jayhawks, though? Friday night, 48-24 win over Boston College. Listen, I was impressed with quarterback Carter Stanley. Some whispers after that ugly loss at home to Coastal Carolina. Les Miles says, I'm sticking with him. Then he gets his first pass picked off. BC is up 10-0. Then he orchestrates 7 straight drives that ended in points. He looked in control, decisive with his decisions. He was 20 of 27, 238 yards, 3 touchdown passes.
Stanley, back to pass, 5-step drop, looking, firing. He's got Parchment. He's got a touchdown. A touchdown, Kansas. And here comes the salsa dance from AP Quattro.
AP Quattro, he was critical of the KU play calling, saying that they needed to take some shots downfield. And they hooked up with some big ones, 37, 27, 21, 19 yards. I mean, they did get the ball down the field. Puka Williams, 121 yards. But Khalil Herbert, 187 on 11 carries.
Toss play, Herbert, big seam, here he goes. The juice is loose across the 40-yard line, across the 50. He's inside the 40, inside the 30 as he breaks the tackle. Still on his feet at the 20, 15, 10, 5. He dives to the pylon. What's the call?
Oh, I thought he hit the pylon.
They're saying out of bounds at the 3-yard line. What a run for Khalil Herbert.
Brian Haney on the calls. I'll tell you, one of the better runs I think you'll see this year. So the 48-game road skid against Power 5 schools, it's over for KU. It was nice to see them come up with the big win. KU will host West Virginia. The Mountaineers finally got their run game going, 44-27 win over NC State, 173 yards on the ground. They had 34 against James Madison, 30 against Missouri, and it was 21-all at the half. But the defense held NC State to just 97 yards in the second half, and then special teams coming up big.
Snap back. Punt blocked! They blocked the punt! It's a loose ball! West Virginia's got it! West Virginia's got it inside the 15-yard line. Logan Timmons blocked the punt off the foot of Trenton Gill.
Tony Caridi, when you get those contributions from all three phases of your game, you're going to have success. So a nice win, nice bounce back for West Virginia. All right, now, my hot take from last week. I called it. I just knew. I had a feeling. Mississippi State, I thought they were overrated. Let's go back to my hot take from last week. Maybe an upset there.
You're going to want that cowbell.
No,
I got to have more cowbell.
Stop. I'm done with that. I'm done with the cowbell stuff. But they're ranked 23rd, but they were picked like 11th in the SEC. How are the Bulldogs 23rd? I'm doing it. I'm going hot take. All in hot take here. Upset pick. K-State on the road. They get the 3-0. I think they get Chris Klieman the victory. I think they take care of the Bulldogs. I'm telling you. We're just into the fourth show of Big 12 this week to start the season, and I've had 2 dramatic hot takes. That one, K-State beating Mississippi State. Oh, come, don't tell me you saw that coming. No. And then prior to week 1, I said that all Big 12 teams would win, and they did. They won the opening week, first time since 2012, so I'm on quite a roll. But anyway, back to K-State, 31-24 over the Bulldogs, down a touchdown early in the fourth quarter, Malik Knowles tied the game. Let's hear the call.
And he's going to run it out. He hesitated a moment. He's at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He's in the open. He's at the 40-yard line, near sideline, midfield. Malik goes to the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Put it on the board. Touchdown, Kansas State. Malik Knowles with the return.
Skylar Thompson, he managed the game, and then when he needed to come up big with just under 6 minutes to play, he did.
Thompson rolling to the right, wants to throw, a man open, touchdown to Dalton Schoen. He throws the touchdown from 15 yards away, and with 5:37 to go, it was wide open.
Wyatt Thompson on those calls. We'll get to him in just a few minutes. Mississippi State knocked out of the rankings. The coaches put the Wildcats in at 25. In the AP poll, they're just outside the top 25. That belongs to TCU after their 34-13 win at Purdue. It probably helped not needing to face Elijah Sindelar. He was out with a concussion, but the TCU defense was good. The run game just tore up the Boilermakers. 346 yards. Darius Anderson, 179 with two scores.
Turn, give to Darius on the cutback, 30. 25 breaks a tackle. Down to the 15. Anderson to the 10. Anderson will score. Touchdown, TCU. Hit the horn on the road from 32 yards out.
Brian Estridge with that call. The Horned Frogs had 160 rushing yards in the first half, and Purdue was minus one. So if you're not going to run the football, you're not going to help your backup quarterback. And Jack Plummer was only 13 of 29. Going on the road, not a big deal for TCU. They're 40-14 on the road since 2009. You got to hand it to Tulsa for 30 minutes. They were better than Oklahoma State, up 21-20, but an early dose of Chuba. Touchdown runs of 75 and 30, and then Tylan Wallace finally busting out, 90-yard run, third longest in school history. OSU outscores Tulsa 20-0 in the second half. They're now 3-0. Dave Hunziker with this beautiful call.
Sanders gets the ball. He's back to pass. He has all day. Throws it deep down the right side for Tylan Wallace. He leaps and makes a catch, breaks a tackle. Wallace, good night, Vienna. Right sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State.
All right, one more highlight. Rice talked about comparing beating Texas to landing a man on the moon. They didn't even get off the launch pad. 48-13 was the final. Wasn't even close. I mean, 38-0 at the half. Sam Ehlinger, 279, three touchdowns. Jake Smith, six grabs, two of those for scores.
First down and 10 from the 47. Ehlinger has the snap, off play action. Back to throw. Deep down the middle, got Smith open, catch. Say goodnight to it. Jake Smith, 53 yards and a Longhorn touchdown.
Craig Way with the call. Texas 12th in the AP Top 25 again this week. The Big 12 dominating. Cumulative record of 22-5. That's an 8-14 win percentage. The best of the Power 5 conferences. A great week, and we've got more coming up this week. Like I said, five games. We'll look at those. But coming up next, Wyatt Thompson. He's the voice of Kansas State. We'll get in touch with him. And listen, if you can't hear the show, download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com. Wherever you download podcasts, search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. We'll be back with more after this. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College. Back on Big 12 This Week, heard on great radio stations like KGGF, News Radio 690 in Coffeyville, Kansas. They listened to a big K-State win on Saturday.
First and goal from the 7 for the Wildcats from the right hash. Thompson gets the snap, hands it off to Brown. He's at the 5, cuts to the goal line. Wildcat touchdown. 7 yards for Brown, and it's 9-0 Purple with 13:31 to go before halftime. That was perfectly blocked. Touchdown, K-State.
Wyatt Thompson joining us now on the show. 3-0 start under Chris Klieman. Wyatt, it doesn't look like this team is going to be flashy all the time, but they also look like they're not going to back down from anybody.
Well, I think that's perfectly said, Bill. Good to be on with you. I think, you know, Chris Klieman is a winning football coach and has been for a long time. People wondered about, you know, the transition from the FCS to the FBS. I don't think it's been really all that hard for him. Not that he's not going to, you know, he's going to drop one here one of these days probably, but what they did Saturday, I think, really got K-State people excited. They played very well the first 2 weeks against undermanned teams, totally dominated both lines of scrimmage. That was all super. Really, really, really great start with a new head coach. But going to Mississippi State, facing adversity for the first time, and really overcoming some mistakes on their own part to get out of there with a win, with the 100-yard kickoff return and the winning touchdown with about 5.5 minutes to go was awesome. It was great.
Let's talk big picture. First road win over a non-conference Power 5 school since 2011. But let's talk coaching style, philosophy. How is it different from Snyder? But how well have the players been able to adapt to the change?
Well, the players adapting to the change has been very seamless. I mean, it's just been, I won't say perfect, but it's been close. I think Coach Klieman, what's impressed me most, and I've been impressed by virtually everything he's done, but his ability to come in and embrace the past and yet be his own guy and do it his own way can't be the easiest thing in the world to do, but he's done it. He is a player's coach. I think the kids really enjoy playing for him. He's a very positive influence for the most part. Not that he won't get after him, because I've seen him do that. But I think the bottom line, the real difference is I think it's just a, you know, maybe nothing against Bill Snyder at all, but maybe just a little bit more modern approach with these kids. And I think sometimes you have to do that this day and age. It's just what it is.
We're joined by Wyatt Thompson here on Big 12 This Week. He's the voice of the K-State Wildcats. I saw a video. I don't know if it was on Kansas.com, but there was a locker room speech that he gave. And I mean, it seemed like the players, they've bought in. I mean, it was just incredible to watch. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you talked about they've got some things to clean up. They have a bye week. Special teams would seem to be a priority. The team has had some trouble holding on to some punts. Is that the big thing to work on here?
Well, sure. I think there are a lot of things to work on. And they're in the special teams, I think catching balls, especially punts, has been problematic. They do have to work on that. They've had a little bit of a trouble with kickoffs and just consistency. I think they're going to work on a lot of different things in this off week, but certainly those would be right at the top of the list. And I know they really – you'd have to see the practice, but I've been impressed with that too. The practices are a couple of hours, but they really move. There's not a lot of wasted time. There's purpose in everything they do. He's been an impressive guy to watch in how he structures and handles practice and gets double reps, if you will, for virtually everybody. Because that's another thing that's been a story around here, Bill, is, you know, we've played so many more guys than what most people are used to. And that's that kind of helps with the team unity, too. It just does.
The grind of the conference schedule starts in a couple of weeks at Oklahoma State. What do you like about this team as they head into conference play?
Well, I think confidence is the one thing that you have to look at first and foremost. They have, generally speaking, they've been pretty clean in the way they play. I really like that. And that kind of goes along with the way Bill Snyder did it here for a long time. Play good defense, run the football, but have some balance in your offense. And for the most part, you know, be explosive in the special teams area. And I think for the most part, they've done all of that. Looking at this team, I said all summer that I felt like the number one groups, like the number ones, both offensively and defensively, were better than a lot of people around the league might think or perceive them. As an example, you know, there are three guys on our offensive line that have combined started over 100 games. And I think it's 110 total starts for that starting offensive line, and they're all seniors. You've got a redshirt junior quarterback who is in his third year starting. Experience matters. Confidence matters. And getting off to the good start has helped a lot. But there's veteran guys on the defensive side, too. And I think people kind of forget the Reggie Walkers and the Trey Deshaun's and the Denzel Goolsby's of the world. Those guys are pretty darn good football players, and that's helped too.
Wyatt Thompson, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a little under the weather, so I hope you use the bye week to your advantage, and we look forward to your calls too. It should be an exciting season. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you, Bill.
All right. We'll be back with more on the Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, a conference with no divisions, a place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Back on Big 12 this week, you can listen to the show on the TuneIn app under College Sports. It's time to introduce my next guest.
It's Plummer to throw it over the middle, and it is intercepted. Frogs read it perfectly. Nice job dropping back in coverage. Glanton saw it coming. Comes up with the interception of the 45-yard line, and TCU gets it right back on a great read by Glanton in his fifth career INT.
Joining us, the voice of the Horned Frogs, Brian Estridge. It probably helped TCU, Brian, and we're not going to make any apologies here, but it helped not having Elijah Sindelar back there for Purdue. But still a great job by that TCU defense.
Yeah, I think it probably did help TCU. They still would have had the same offensive line, you know, and the Frogs would have still been able to, you would think, shut down Rondale Moore, which to me was the key in this game. They got physical with him at the line of scrimmage. bumped him. Obviously, you know, there's been a lot of talk about him. The Paul Hornung Award winner last year had been, you know, tops in the country in receiving the first couple of games and was really non-existent. But he finished with three catches or so in this one. And I think the game plan that the Frogs had defensively would have worked against Sindelar as well as Plummer for Purdue. So, yeah, it was a great effort defensively. It was a great job of being physical up front on offense. And you know, when as Gary Patterson says, the best defense is one that's sitting on the sidelines. And the way his team possessed the football, that's what his defense did a lot of on Saturday.
Well, yeah, that's a great point. And Rondale Moore, you're right, three catches, 25 yards. And then I think he had like 11, I think he averaged 11 yards on five kickoff returns. So even shut him down there. So yeah, big game for the defense, special teams. And then the ground game, 346 yards for the Horned Frogs. Two guys over 100, Darius Anderson for 179.
Yeah, career high for Darius. You know, he has big games against Big Ten opponents. Had a 93-yard run last year against Ohio State. This year, obviously, we see the career high numbers there. You know, there was a stretch in this second half. I'm going to get the numbers off a little bit, Bill, but there was a stretch where the Frogs had five first down plays in a row that went for more than 10 yards. So they went first down to first down five consecutive times. That tells you a little bit about how this offensive line was controlling things, especially late in the game, really started to lean on Purdue and show the physical nature that I think Sonny Cumber, the offensive coordinator, has been talking about as far as the identity of this offense is concerned all offseason. And finally, for the first time against the Boilermakers, we saw it.
What's the quarterback situation? It looks like true freshman Max Duggan will start Saturday against SMU, and I would guess that 50-year senior Alex Delton will also play. But Gary Patterson responded with a maybe on the Big 12 teleconference when he was asked if there could be a change down the road. What are you seeing, and what's Patterson maybe trying to do by leaving that door open?
You know, I think he wants to go with the hot hand, and I think they think that Max Duggan, the upside that he has, his ability to throw the football, gives them that hot hand. And, you know, obviously the more experience he gets at this young age, the better he's going to get. I think this is also a little bit at what point do you say he's mature enough to handle it? The thing is, Alex Delton has been an amazing teammate, an amazing leader of that quarterback room. To me, it just shows the kind of class that he is. Whatever it takes has been kind of his motto. If I'm the starter, if I'm helping Max Duggan get ready to be the starter, I'm okay with it. And I think that says a lot about him. I think you're right, though, Bill. I think we'll continue to see both quarterbacks play.
One more thing, Brian, before we let you go. Another non-conference game here with SMU before Big 12 plays opens. What do you know about SMU, and what are some keys that we should watch for?
Well, we know they know a lot about TCU. Sonny Dykes, the head coach, was an assistant here for Gary Patterson a couple of years ago. He knows the system. He's got multiple TCU guys on his staff. They know the calls and the signals and the scheme. So I think that creates an extra challenge for Gary Patterson's team this year. They've gotten to be physical in the run game. Got a freshman running back who was impressive last week. Shane Bouchel, the quarterback who transferred from Texas, has found a home there and has gotten real comfortable. And defensively, I think they're flying to the football. They're getting after it. I think their attitude has gotten much better. I just think that Sonny Dykes has brought a confidence to this program that has really changed the mindset there on the Hilltop. And I think that's what TCU knows they're in for. Anytime these two teams may play, you throw out the records, as they like to say, because it is a rivalry game. Just so happens to be both teams are undefeated this year. They're playing really good football. I think we're in for a great game at 2:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Brian Estridge, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, if you talk to my friend Wyatt Thompson from Kansas State, would you remind him that he's got an open tab here in Fort Worth from his last visit?
You know what? You just missed him. We just had him on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'll have to call him back.
I thought,
I wish
call
I knew.
Back, would you?
Yeah, I wish I knew how to conference, and that'd be even better if I could conference you two in. Oh, my gosh. I need an engineer. Somebody help me quick. That's great. Oh, my gosh. All right, listen. That's good stuff. I need to have you on first next time. That's great. All right.
There you go.
Yep, Brian. Thank you so much. We're coming back with more on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66, live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait till the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. We can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, and 11 p.m. Eastern on Friday. I tried calling Wyatt Thompson. He did not answer my call. He must have been paying attention. There is still an open tab somewhere in Texas. Oklahoma State at Texas, 7:30 Eastern. OSU has won the last five trips to Austin. Texas got a boost Monday. We heard from head coach Tom Herman. He said the three injured starters likely to play this week. Senior receiver Colin Johnson, who was dealing with a hamstring. Senior center Zach Shackelford with his foot. And sophomore linebacker Joseph Asai with his shoulder. All of them missed all or part of last week's game against Rice. Jackson sat out the game. He had seven catches for 108 yards and a touchdown this season. And the Longhorns will need Osai against the Cowboys, who bring one of the nation's top offenses into the game. Chuba Hubbard leads the nation in rushing 173 yards per game. Wide receiver Tylan Wallace has six touchdowns. That'll be a big task for Tom Herman's defense. We'll get to that in a moment, but we've got to talk about the quarterback play. Sam Ehlinger averaging 318 yards per game, second behind Texas Tech quarterback Alan Bowman, who's going to be out several weeks, and we'll touch on that in a little bit too. But partially some of the issues or some of the reasons why I think Ehlinger is up there with so many passing yards, the issues they've had at running back, the shootout against LSU. But OSU head coach Mike Gundy says Sam's experience is starting to show.
I mean, that's me. I don't know what they're doing or what his reads are. I just know that he's much more productive than he was in the past, and he's you know, you hear people talk about his throwing. I don't see any issues with his throwing. I think he throws pretty good. I see him as a better throwing quarterback. He's in game what for now for him? I don't know, 20, something like that. So he's in my history at that position. He's three or four games into the game, probably slowed down for him, and you can tell he's a pretty good college quarterback.
Meanwhile, his freshman, Spencer Sanders, will have to learn on the fly dealing with adversity, and he could certainly see it from this Texas defense. Gundy talked about Sanders.
Most guys, Josh Fields, would get frustrated. So they're competitive. They want to have success. Sometimes early in a quarterback's career, in my opinion, the game moves really fast for them. As they mature, it looks like where Ehlinger is right now, the game slows down for them. And so Spencer's game hasn't slowed down yet, and it won't for another 10 games, in my opinion. He stays healthy and continues to work and improve. It should start slowing down for him about this time next year. So they want everything to happen. They want to score every play. They get impatient. And when they get frustrated when they compete, and that's really what happened. So we got him calmed down, and he went back out and played well. But I see that. I've seen that forever with young quarterbacks.
Now, as far as Texas as a whole, Gundy says some of the same, but at the same time, there's some different things about the Longhorns.
Same as they've always been. Defense are big and strong and fast and can run. Offensively, the quarterback's considerably better than he has been, in my opinion. They got big, tall receivers. You know, they want to throw the ball down the field. Just from what they've done this year, they have changed, in my opinion. They're throwing the ball much more than they ever have been. Traditionally, when they came in the league a few years ago with Coach, they were rushing the ball and more of a power team. I don't see that now. I see more of a team that's throwing the ball down the field.
All right, Tom Herman, his defense is going to have to try to fluster Sanders. But the Cowboys, we talked about Hubbard, the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. Tylan Wallace, he is the leading receiver in the Big 12 in terms of yards per game at 130. So for Herman, it's pick your poison.
I've used the phrase before, you know, it's the scene from Armageddon, right? Scariest environment imaginable. That's all you had to say, scariest environment imaginable. So, you know, they've got the nation's leading rusher. They've got an All-American wide receiver. They've got a quarterback that can not only throw it to that receiver, but is a threat with his running ability, too. So it's going to be a challenge for sure. But you can't sell your soul, I guess, to stop one because they're so proficient in the other that you just got to be sound.
Herman breaks down the play of Wallace. He doesn't want to compare him to other receivers that perhaps they've seen before in the past, but he talks about what makes him dangerous. It's more than just his pass-catching ability.
I know he's really good, and I know he's a preseason All-American for a reason. They don't give those distinctions to guys that are bums. So he's really, really good. He's as complete a receiver as we'll see in terms of his route running ability, separation ability, speed, and then the really cool part is when you watch his game, you know, he's a ferocious blocker too, which you know, for a receiver of his talent is rare to see, and we certainly respect that about him.
And then he had some nice things to say about Chuba. His decision making on the fly, extraordinary.
His vision is really good. You know, he's I think they list him at 6'1", you know, 207. So he's got some good strength and size to him. The offensive line is playing really well in front of him. But just the thing that stands out is his vision and the ability to be going this way but see that the hole's there and make an immediate cutback, or be going this way and see that the play is to bounce at him. I mean, his decision making with the ball in his hands is is really, really good.
Well, so far, Sanders has been serviceable. If this thing gets into a shootout, though, I don't. Can he keep up with Ellinger? I mean, that's going to be the big test for him. So we'll see how that goes Saturday night. That's a big game. Texas Tech mentioned this. First loss under Matt Wells, 28-14 at Arizona. And the Red Raiders outscored 15-0 in the fourth quarter. And Arizona just wore down Tech. 27 plays, 174 yards on consecutive drives. And then they, of course, lost their quarterback, Alan Bowman, several weeks with an injury to his left shoulder, his non-throwing shoulder. He was one of the top true freshmen last year. He was leading the Big 12 with just over 1,000 passing yards under new offensive coordinator David Yost. That was good for fourth best in the FBS. And he was leading the nation in completions per game at almost 34. So a big decision now in terms of what direction they want to go when they come off this bye week, because they're going to be at Oklahoma on September 28th. Then you've got Oklahoma State and Baylor. Those teams are combined 8-0. Jackson Tyner, the grad transfer from Rice. And then you've also got, now I'm drawing a blank on his name. Of course I am. You know who I'm talking about. Jet Duffy. There we go. Jet Duffy. That's it. So it'll be interesting to see what Matt Wells wants to do coming out of this bye week. But that's a tough break for that squad, no doubt about it. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. And we'll talk about that big win and what lies ahead this week against West Virginia. That's coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. We talked about Oklahoma State at Texas. That's at 7:30 Eastern. Baylor is at Rice. That's a 7 Eastern kick. Number 25 TCU hosting SMU. That's at 3:30 Eastern. Also in the morning, Iowa State hosting Louisiana Monroe. How about that game last week? 6 hour, 2 rain delays. Iowa State loses to their in-state rival Iowa, 18-17. Very sloppy. A lot for Iowa State still to clean up. And then the other game, just 5 this week at 3:30 Eastern. Kansas is hosting West Virginia, and that will be on the ESPN Plus. So check that out, too. That's something new. We had Commissioner Bob Bowlesby on just a couple of weeks ago talking about that. Brian Haney, voice of the KU Jayhawks, joining us now. Listen, I was a little skeptical at what Les Miles was feeding us, but I'll tell you, after watching Boston College, I'm kind of buying into what he's saying. They've got some talent on this team.
Yeah, I think there's definite talent. It's just a matter of getting pieces to fit together, Bill, and getting the new scheme implemented and seeing this group kind of start to fire on all cylinders. Obviously, the offense struggled out of the gates the first 2 weeks, which is 3 touchdowns in 2 games combined. But to go from scoring 7 total points in week 2 to then having 7 consecutive scoring drives in week 3, clearly the lid's come off for Kansas now and some of these guys are settling in. And I think we saw them expand the playbook a little bit. There was more run-pass option opportunities there for Carter Stanley on this offense, and he was able to settle in on some short, quick throws where the ball came out fast and hitting his targets right between the numbers 11 consecutive times after the interception on Friday. And that really established some rhythm and groove for him that obviously catapulted this team to outscoring BC 48-14 over the final 55 minutes of that game. So I think while we can't obviously chalk that up every week, it's exciting to think what it could look like now with a little swagger for the quarterback, the receivers and the QB really starting to gain some rapport with Andrew Parchment emerging as a potential breakout star. And then we knew all along the running game was going to be good. We just wouldn't have expected that Khalil Herbert would be almost 2-1, doubling out Puka Williams on his yards per tote. He's been phenomenal at 10 yards per carry for Khalil Herbert. So really excited to see that two-headed monster in the backfield. And really, Bill, the defense has been good throughout all 3 weeks. So it gets tougher in league play in a conference as good as this one offensively. But I think you have to be impressed with where KU's at, all things told. We thought they'd be 2-1 at this juncture. We just didn't pick the order the wins would come in. And to have that second win be in such emphatic, convincing fashion on the road at a Power 5 team, and that really has to breathe a lot of excitement
into this fan base.
An interesting matchup this week as the Jayhawks host West Virginia. Both teams 2-1. Both teams trying to find their footing. The first two games of the season played much better in their third games of the season. West Virginia got their run game going. 3:30 kickoff from Lawrence. So you've got two new coaches, two new teams that starting to find their way. What are the keys for Kansas this week?
Well, I think for KU, it's to build off of last week in terms of the collective way in which all three phases, with the exception of the opening drive, obviously, all three phases, I thought, from the five-minute mark on, were pretty dominant. And if you can avoid a little bit of a hitch in the giddy up out of the gates and spotting the opposition some scoring early, the way they played over the final 55 minutes was flat-out dominant. And Les Miles talks about instilling a dominating culture. Obviously, that's not easy to do in your first year in a conference this good, but the point is they were all executing on a really high level for the bulk of that game. This will be a team that Kansas, I think, matches up well with compared to some previous years where you felt like, man, some of that offensive talent, it just doesn't measure up, with our DBs looking up at their 6'5 receivers with 4'4 speed and all that. This is a year where they have good talent, but we do too. And so I think it's going to be a very competitive back-and-forth game. I think Kansas should feel confident based on the way they played.
It will be a fun game to watch, that's for sure. Brian Haney, voice of the KU Jayhawks, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Hope you're doing great, my man. Thanks for calling us up.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back with more on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
All right, let's wrap up this final segment of Big 12 This Week with some conference news and notes. The Big 12, their non-conference win percentage is 8-0-8. They're 21-5. That is the best of the Power Five. The Big 10 is second, 27-7 record, 794. I was doing this real quick, so my numbers might be off a little bit. But I've got them at just under 80%. And then the SEC, they're 23-8. The Pac-12 was 22-10, 69% win percentage. And then the ACC, 20-10, non-conference record, so 66-7. And they're in fifth. So Big 12 is taking care of business, absolutely. What else do we have here? The Big 12 is the only conference that has 50% of its teams undefeated and the only league in which all teams are 500 or better. That's nice. The interceptions, not happening that much. The Big 12 continues to lead all conferences. Only 12 passes intercepted. Baylor, Iowa State, K-State, Oklahoma, and Texas have yet to throw an interception. The Big 12 is second nationally in fewest points per game allowed at 18.8. And we touched on this earlier that Oklahoma's nation-leading consecutive true road win streak now at 21, tying Alabama's streak from the 70s for the second longest streak since 1936. And that Sooners' next road game is coming up on October 5th at Kansas. I don't have any big hot takes this week. I mean, it's a small schedule. I think Iowa State's going to win. The KU West Virginia, man, I'll tell you, I was impressed by West Virginia. I saw their first two games. They did not please me at all with the way that they were running the football. They looked so much better against NC State. But I found myself really hyped and excited about Kansas. I don't know why, but is it Les Miles? Is this just man love for Les Miles? I'm going to go KU. I'm going to go KU over Westford. I think they're going to win at home. So I'm going to go with the Jayhawks winning two in a row. TCU, I think they'll be okay against SMU. Baylor at Rice, I'm going to go with Baylor. And then the big one, Saturday night, Oklahoma State at Tech. Look, I got to go Texas. I mean, I love Hubbard and Wallace. Love what they're doing. I think up front, offensive line, they're doing okay at Oklahoma State, but I think they're going to have trouble. And maybe I'm not giving enough credit to Texas. I know they're kind of banged up a bit. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Texas on this one. You got to go with Sam. I mean, I just think that's the way to go. So those are my picks for the week. Thanks a lot for listening. We will be back a week from now. Enjoy your games this weekend. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College. So long.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Gatorade, for the next athletic endeavor, fuel your body with Gatorade or sugar-free Gatorade Zero. Also brought to you by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville, and by Phillips 66, live to the full. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.